B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is throwback to 1993 NLCS Game 6. Phillies and Braves, the date, October 13th, 1993. It's a Wednesday evening. Balmy Wednesday, 8:10, first pitch. Sean McDonough and Tim McCarver on the call. Let's start with the introduction from Sean McDonough and Tim McCarver live from the Vet.
Tonight, the National League Championship Series returns to Veterans Stadium, where they've been waiting 10 years for the return of the World Series. The Fall Classic will be back here if the Phillies beat the Braves tonight. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Vet. I'm Sean McDonough, joined by Tim McCarver, and it's great to have you with us for Game 6. The Braves down 3-2. As we mentioned during the pregame, they were in the same situation in 1991 when they went to Pittsburgh, and behind shutouts from Steve Avery and John Smoltz, the Braves won the NLCS and went on to the World Series. So they know what it takes. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies haven't been in this position in a while, and it's improbable that they would be in this position considering the way this series has gone. A lot of unlikely events.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, Sean, it has been a bumpy road in a dune buggy for the Philadelphia Phillies. Think about how they've won the three games and what all has occurred in the three games that they've won. Kim Batiste with two errors. He was a late inning replacement, but he had two reprieves. And speaking of reprieves, that's what Mitch Williams had. He's 2-0 with one save, but could be 0-3. And think about this as the stadium of the bizarre and the state of the bizarre. There have been 49,242 games played, nine-inning games, that is, over the last 25 years. And only once has a team won when they've struck out 15 times and left 15 men on base, and that was Sunday evening when the Phillies beat the Braves 2-1. Remarkable.
Remarkable indeed. The pitching matchup for tonight's Game 6 for the Atlanta Braves, Greg Maddux, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Green. We'll have the first pitch from the Vet right after this.
Wow! Wow, that is! Maddux!
15 strikeouts?
Tommy Green, how about that? So how about that stat? They win in Atlanta. They struck out, I forgot about this, they struck out 15 times, and they left 15 guys on base.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. How about the Mitch stats?
Yeah, there's another
2-0 with a save could easily be 0-3.
There's another crazy one toward the end, you'll hear, of the impressive numbers the Braves have against Williams. But, again, he's 2-0 with a save.
That's amazing. I like what Tim McCarver said. It was a dune buggy of emotions. But the Phillies and Braves start off, and they put zeros up in the top of the first. So let's jump ahead. It's the second inning. Braves at the plate. The crime dog, Fred McGriff, on base. Nobody out. How about this? Mickey Morandini, listen to this.
2-0 on Justice. McGriff at first with nobody out. No score in the top of the second. Justice has just three hits in the series. He's 3-for-17, but has driven in four runs. Well hit and caught. Great leaping stab of a line drive by Mickey Morandini.
Temptation on a ball hit that hard is to jump too soon. But Morandini times the jump perfectly. Nice play.
How about that? Mickey Morandini, a leaping grab to save a double into the gap. Would have been 1-0 Braves. Terry Pendleton, a name from the past, hits a single. First and second, still one out for the Braves. Rally time. Tommy Green needs to bear down.
He's wearing that tape so the pitcher once again can see the signs in the shadows between the legs.
Up the middle, Morandini backhands. That's one. On the first, that's two. 4-6-3. That gets Tommy Green out of the inning after an inning and a half, no score.
A God, listen to that crowd, Judas.
Yeah, it's 80,000 strong.
Oh, my God. Nothing like the loud. That vet would hold in the sound. Oh, my God.
Attendance of that game, 62,502.
Damn. 62,000 strong at Veterans Stadium. Damn. That's loud. All right, we always talk about the Brett Myers walk. You remember the one in 08 that set the stage against the Brewers? Myers works Sabathia. We never talk about this walk by Tommy Green. Listen to this.
Lenny Dykstra waits to follow Green. The payoff pitch from Maddux is a breaking ball. Well, that certainly shows some respect for the hitting ability of Tommy Green. He did not give him the 3-2 fastball, and Green drew the second walk thrown tonight by Maddux.
How about this? Maddux had Green down 1-2 in the count. Green fights all the way back, gets a walk. Now, the reason why we give it a walk is that allowed the Phillies to have an inning. Dykstra base hit, make it first and second. Dave Hollins walks, two outs. And here he is, the leader of the 1993 fight, stepping to the plate.
Maddux has thrown more balls than strikes to this point. He's thrown 53 pitches, 29 of them balls, only 24 of them strikes. Two balls and one strike. Line drive down the right field line, hooking, fair ball. It appeared to be right on the line. Green has scored. Dykstra is in.
What did they say?
Oop, there it is.
That's what I thought it was. Wow.
So that's when it started.
That's what it was. I thought so. Oop, there it is. Oh, my God. By the way, Judas, you and I argued over the catcher, all-time catcher.
Yes.
I mean, how much gives you that? Are you kidding me?
That was awesome.
Come on. Touch got to be number one. Who said Lieberthal?
Oh, that was Josh.
Oh, poor Josh. Lieberthal. Is he in today?
No, he's not here today. We got Connor helping us out today. Right. I think Josh is actually the two. He's helping out with Mikey Mist today.
Right. Give him my regards. I love him.
I will.
Take about Lieberthal. So not only do the Braves, and this is amazing, though. I mean, I got to tell you, the ball goes into the stands. In the first place, so it's a ground rule double. Hollins goes back to third. Phils take an early 2-0 lead. Now we head to the top of the fifth. Tommy Green has been in jams all day long, but he keeps escaping until this one.
Green struck out Blauser with a runner at second to end the third inning. Now it's first and third with two outs. The 0-2 pitch. Hammered into left field. Green threw a hanger on 0-2. One run is in, and now Thompson boots it, and Nixon moves up to third. And as he lobs the ball to third, Blauser goes to second. Blauser had stopped halfway between first and second, but once Thompson decided to lob it toward third, even though Nixon was already there, Blauser went the rest of the way into second.
It could be a double error on Thompson. Once for booting the ball, but now he goes to third base, and Blauser, who was halfway, goes to second.
How about that, Tunes? You know what's great about? You heard the crowd fall silent.
Yes.
That's how real that crowd was.
That's how in tune they are.
Oh, that was amazing. So the Braves make it 2-1. Now they got, because of the mental error by Thompson, it's second and third, two down, up to the plate, the always dangerous Ron Gant. Can Tommy Green get out of another jam? I can't take the collar. Ooh, bottom of the fifth we go. Fills up 2-1. Looking to get that run back. Morandini reaches on an error to lead off the inning. John Kruk grounds out, but he gets Morandini to second. Hit behind him. One out in the fifth. And here comes the head, Dave Hollins.
You've often heard of football defenses and announcers saying, well, he's given the quarterback a different look. That's what Greg Maddux does. He gives the hitters different looks with all of his pitches.
Home run, Dave Hollins, out of here. And that's amazing because Phillies, they wrecked Maddux. And it was a big part of Greg Maddux's struggles in the postseason. He'd go on to struggle as a Hall of Famer. He struggled in October.
How great was that roar of the crowd after the crack of the bat?
That was awesome.
I'm going to replay it.
Roar!
That's awesome.
Amazing. All right, Tommy Green settled down in the sixth, scoreless inning. Fills up 4-1, bottom six. Milt Thompson leads off with an infield hit. Green sacrifice. How about that? You don't see that anymore. So you got a runner on second, one out. Braves walk Dykstra intentionally. Two on, two out. Morandini at the plate.
Down the right field line, that'll be a fair ball all the way to the corner. Thompson has scored. Dykstra is being waved around. He will score on a two-run triple by Mickey Morandini. Kent Merker will be the new pitcher when we come back.
Kent Merker. Wow. Look at that. Morandini. You got to get me, before we leave today.
I need Harry.
I need a Mickey Morandini from Harry. All right, now it's the top of the seventh. Tommy Green still on the mound. One out. Listen who steps up to the plate for the Braves. Listen to the entire at-bat as Sean McDonough talks about prime time.
Deion Sanders batting for the pitcher Merker. If this score stands, Deion Sanders might be an Atlanta Falcon tomorrow morning. He has talked about his desire to return quickly to football. He says the Falcons are winless in part because they can't play the defensive style they like to play, blitzing frequently. They don't have Sanders in the backfield that play the man-to-man defense in the secondary. Two outs in the seventh. Back-to-back strikeouts in the inning for Tommy Green.
Down goes Deion. Speaking of Deion, another J.O. move. Deion would not allow Todd Gurley to have his number. And then Deion said he was only joking, but Gurley said, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, you know he wasn't joking.
Deion and Dak, two J.O. Mondays.
That's right.
Would we be going nuts if we had a member of the Phillies missing Eagles games and the Eagles were 0-5? I mean, that's what McDonald was just talking about. He's like, you know.
Playoffs, though. I mean, you know.
I know, but I just wonder, because Deion was a pinch hitter, right? Like,
yeah. Well, he was a unique weapon because he could steal and he had speed, but no, you're right. He was a better football player than a baseball player.
Right. So, like, imagine the last guy on the Phillies bench is missing Eagles games because they're in the playoffs, but the Eagles are hurting because of it.
Get Henry Ruggs back on the uniform.
How will we be reacting?
Yeah, we freak out. All right, two outs in the seventh. Braves, though, start a rally. Otis Nixon gets on with a bunt base hit. And then one pitch later, Jeff Blauzer cuts the lead in half.
The Braves have their fourth hit and a two-out base in the seventh. And Jeff Blauzer rips one down to the field line. And it is gone. A home run. A line shot down the line over the 330 mark for Jeff Blauzer. And the two-out bunt single starts what will at least be a two-run inning for the Atlanta Braves. And they're right back in it. It's 6-3.
Did you hear that? Blauzer over the 330 mark. Give me the left center distance at the vet, Tunis, can you?
Oh, that's... Is it 365? No, it's too deep.
371.
Oh, my God.
Give me dead center.
That 405?
408.
Oh, God. Better than 4-0.
How about that, dude? I mean, that's a... You gotta take your shots.
Yeah, those weren't weak home runs.
All right. Bottom seven. Phils have runners at the corner. For Izzy. Hits a dribbler. Here's the plate. The plate. Hollins. What is he? Listen.
One. Here comes Hollins to the plate. Blauzer's out at home. Didn't want that. You did not want that. Now it's first and second and one out. I wonder if Joe West thought it was a force at the plate because it was tough to tell when Berryhill tagged him. It was at the very least a very close call and West made it so casually.
There's Hollins. Because he is so good on the contact play, he tries to beat the throw from Blauzer. Was he on the plate? Yes, absolutely. He's on the plate when the tag was made. Here it is again. Watch Berryhill.
On the plate.
He's on the plate when the tag was made.
Stick it, Joe West. That bastard, Joe West.
How about McDonough saying it, too? Maybe he thought it was a force out? Because he beat him.
He was safe. I remember playing him yesterday. Hollins was safe. Joe West. Boom. Cowboy Joe bleeping West.
You got Cowboy Dak and Cowboy Joe.
And Cowboy Dion. Ate them all. And it, the worst, a blown call. And there's no replay. It's 1993. We can't go to replay. Oh, we'll come back and give you the rest of the Phils and Braves, how it all turned out. Game 6, NLCS, Wednesday night, October 13th, 1993, Veterans Stadium.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Bleep Joe West. Bleep him. Alright, no replay. Braves get out of the inning. Still 6-3 Phillies. David West. How about that? Pitches a 1-2-3 top of the 8. Oh, Phils go down 1-2-3 to bottom of the 8th. So you know what it is. It's the 9th inning. And who comes in? Wild Thing. Oh, my. Let's take a listen to the final inning. Mitch Williams on the mound.
Williams with
with two wins and a save in this series, despite the fact that the Braves have hit .353 against him. That is one of the more improbable features of what has been a series filled with improbabilities. He struck him out. Barry Hill gone on four pitches for the first out of the nine. The payoff pitch. Fly ball to center. Routine play for Dykstra. Only two teams in this century have won as many as 104 games in a season without reaching the World Series. The 1909 Cubs and the 1942 Dodgers. And the Braves are one out away from becoming the third team on that list. And it's only fitting that this series should come down to a 3-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth. The payoff pitch. He struck him out. And the Philadelphia Phillies have won the National League pennant.
Mitch Williams, the Wild Thing, strikes out Bill Pakoda. And the Phillies get to the World Series where they will play the Blue Jays. Oh, is that outrageous?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.